There are many issues in the Ann Arbor area that people don't often talk about.
This community has a huge income gap. So in terms of the being hidden in plain sight, we found that there are pockets of like housing developments that people are not aware that exist here. You might have a classroom where one child's family may be a millionaire, another child's family might literally be considered poverty at the poverty line.
That's Kia Sweeney, program director of Ann Arbor's Girls Group. Founded 15 years ago by retired automotive executive Sue Schooner, who now serves as the group's executive director.
We work with guidance counselors, teachers, and principals, and so we're looking for young women that have potential, because most of these women have tremendous amounts of potential. They just aren't given enough resources and attention and support to help to level the playing field.
Ann Arbor's Girls Group helps young women learn to manage their academic, emotional, spiritual, sexual, and social health. When Schooner first started the program to connect and offer support to young women, there were between 10 to 15 girls involved. That has now grown to serving over 500 Washtenaw County girls a year. They lead 15 programs every week in local middle and high schools with what Schooner calls holistic programming.
This year the themes are academic excellence, emotional and social readiness, financial readiness, and community service. And then these themes are integrated during the year.
On Tuesday, about a dozen seventh graders gather for various activities and lessons at Ann Arbor's Forsyth Middle School, recently making bracelets for Ozone House as part of a community service project focusing on homelessness and how it affects their community. This 13-year-old Girls Group 7th grader says the organization has helped her find ways to deal with some anger issues.
I learned how to control it. Like, now I'm more quiet about my actual emotions, what's going inside my head, because I know it actually hurts someone's feelings if I say it out loud. It's really hard to, like, actually deal with it, so I'm just glad I came here to actually control it.
Another 7th grade girls group participant from Ann Arbor says she enjoys what she gets from the group.
I just wanted to experience to see how it is. It seemed fun, and I like the activities that we do in here. I learned a lot about like being kind and good friendships and everything.
Program director Kia Sweeney says it's their goal to teach girls how to tap into the amazing resources in our community.
We found that through skill building, networking, connections, that's how you change things. You help people learn how to navigate these academic institutions, how to tap into the resources, and you see their lives change by getting those skills.
Shalonda Williams is a senior at Eastern Michigan University, majoring in social work, and is doing an internship with the girls group.
I'm helping teach them like just like life skills and like how to handle emotions and like financial readiness for when they go to like high school and college. And I think they're teaching me a lot about like how much teens and like the younger generation has changed in comparison to like when I was that age.
Teaching social, emotional skills are a big part of the program, emphasizing healthy relationships, time management, and organizational and study skills. Helping adolescents deal with their rapidly evolving bodies and brains and the effects of social media are also emphasized as well. There's a big emphasis on exploring new things and not letting your failures define you. All important skills for young women to learn, according to Kia Sweeney, especially in a community with the perception that everyone is wealthy or privileged. Something she says may be hidden in plain sight and not true.
There are some communities here that are hidden, or they feel invisible, or they feel disenfranchised, and I feel like Girls Group has been able to kind of shine a light on that population and say, no, they exist, they're here, they are worthy of your support, your attention. They should be given access to the same resources as everyone else.
And that's what Ann Arbor's Girls Group is about, serving a hidden in plain sight community and making a difference. Lisa Berry, 89.1 WEMU News.